Welcome to everyone on this 15th Sunday of Pentecost, September 13th, 2020, where we continue to gather safely from the comfort of our homes as a reminder of our love for one another. I am Leanne Darlington, and I am the pastor at Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church in Phillipsburg. The weather seems to be turning cooler. I think fall is on its way. We've had lots of rain this past week, which Greg and I are thankful for. If you remember, earlier in the summer, we put in a new septic system. And just a couple weeks ago, we finally got some grass planted. And with all this rain, it is coming up beautifully. But as I record this, the sun is shining and the sky is blue. And I am thankful for all that God gives us in the weather. Whether it is sunshine, whether it is rain. A couple of notes this morning. The worship committee will be meeting this week to plan our worship services when we return to worship on October the 11th, Thanksgiving Sunday. There will be some emails coming out and a letter sent out in the next week or so explaining the new protocols. Please keep Murray and Donna Ziegler in your prayers as they mourn the passing of Murray's brother, Jerry Hatz Ziegler, who died last Sunday. The funeral was this past Thursday at Trinity Tavistock. I also ask that you keep in the prayers the Western states in the United States. I'm sure many of you have seen the photos and video of the almost apocalyptic scenes that the wildfires, climate fires, and forest fires are causing. Please keep all those who have been evacuated and the firefighters and all involved in your prayers. I can't imagine what these folks are going through. Final few notes, our go-to meeting coffee hour, again, we'll meet at 11 o'clock this morning. Please join us if you want to catch up on what's going on. We laugh, we joke, we talk. Sometimes we have show and tell. It's a fun hour, and we would love to have a few more people attend. And please remember that Zion relies on your continued support each week to meet our monthly expenses. Thank you to all who have supported and prayed for our congregation. It is much appreciated. We will now take a moment to prepare for our service. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who creates, redeems, and sustains us and all of creation. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Faithful God, have mercy on us. We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We turn from your loving embrace and go our own ways. We pass judgment on one another before examining ourselves. We place our needs before those of our neighbors. We keep your gift of salvation to ourselves. Make us humble. Cast away our transgressions and turn us again to life in you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God hears the cries of all who call out in need, and through his death and resurrection, Christ has made us his own. Hear the truth that God proclaims. Your sins are forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. Led by the Holy Spirit, live in freedom and newness to do God's work in the world. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all, and also with you. Let us pray our prayer of the day. O Lord God, merciful Judge, you are the inexhaustible fountain of forgiveness. Replace our hearts of stone with hearts that love and adore you, that we may delight in doing your will, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We will now have our opening hymn, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, and that is from the ELW, hymn number 834. It is also on the bulletin that is available on the website. I have added the hymn lyrics to our hymns that we are singing this week, both the opening hymn and the sending hymn.